Here's another sort of trick question. What do Bette Midler, Brian Setzer, Elvis Costello, and Ricky Lee Jones have in common? Yeah, they're all musicians, but did you know they're also fans of singer-songwriter Dan Hicks, and they're all on Hicks' latest CD, Beatin' the Heat. Hicks has a new band, too, but it retains the old name, Hot Licks. All of that is welcome news for fans of this quirky singer-songwriter who first hit it big in the early 70s. From member station KQED in San Francisco, Cy Musiker has our story.
Dan Hicks' music is an eccentric mix of country, western, and blues, jug bands, and swing jazz, Django Reinhardt, and Lambert Hendrickson Ross.
Some folks say when you fall in love, you lose your appetite. Love makes you feel that way. Listen to what I say, dear. If love makes you give up steak and potatoes, rice, corn, chitlins, and tomatoes, if love makes you give up all those things, I don't want love.
I've used the word folk noir in that I play acoustic guitar, and that's rather than being like a rock guitarist or something, or, you know, I sort of feel like I came from jazz appreciation. I still don't claim that I'm a jazz vocalist. Not yet. But I'm a student.
Love makes you give up stuff like that.
Oh, no.
I don't want love. No, 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 no.
Dan Hicks has been a student of music since high school. He began playing drums with his high school jazz band and with a professional group that played swing dance tunes around his hometown of Santa Rosa, just north of San Francisco. Hicks moved to the city in the mid-1960s, attending college and appearing at folk clubs, singing and playing guitar. He soon hooked up with the Charlatans, pioneers of what came to be known as the San Francisco sound.
They were rehearsing in the Haight-Ashbury, and I was just finishing up my senior year in college, and they were full-time hippie guys, and they needed a drummer. It was like, I can play rock and roll.
So Hicks took what he now calls a summer job with the Charlatans, whose motto was, the limit of the marvelous.
I always wanted a girl like you, so like you that no one else could do, do what you do to me.
The band had its first gig at the Red Dog Saloon in Virginia City, an old mining town in the mountains near Reno. The Charlatans were as famous for their looks as for their music. Musicians dressed as upscale, turn-of-the-century cowboys, and co-founder George Hunter designed what's credited as the first psychedelic rock poster. Despite some success, Hicks was restless. While still drumming with the Charlatans, he formed a combo with a very different sound.
There are people who live for the moment, the moment. And others who don't seem to get much enjoyment.
Enjoyment.
Some are always glad, others always sad. But lately, seems that I've been somewhere in between. It's a funny feeling, love is what I mean. Yes, I'm so in love, can't tell down from up above. Down, down, down from up above. I feel like singing.
I was in both things. I had two things going at once, and I kind of decided to go with the Hot Licks. Because it was really more precise, and I thought musically better. With the girls were a singing group, you know, which is what I like.
Philip Elwood, the dean of Bay Area pop and jazz writers and a music critic at the San Francisco Chronicle, got to know a teenage Dan Hicks back in the 1950s. Hicks would call in requests to Elwood, who then hosted a show, spinning old 78s, on KPFA in Berkeley. Elwood sees Hicks now as part of a Bay Area musical community that's included the Grateful Dead, Maria Muldaur, and Bonnie Raitt, musicians who have blended rock, country, blues, and jazz. But Elwood thinks Hicks is a unique musician who's revived a wonderful old sound.
It isn't exactly the skiffle music of days, but it is very much part of a very early Chicago jazz style, the kind of stuff really that Louis Armstrong in his day came and went through in the mid-20s.
But Elwood also recalls how over the years, Hicks developed a drinking problem and drove off some fans.
His persona, you know, as being kind of a tough guy on stage and shut up in the audience, will you, kind of thing. I think it, for some people it endears him to them, and other people take it pretty seriously. And Dan had a long bout with drinking, and it created animosity too.
Hicks even mooned a few audiences, but he says he's been sober now for several years, and he recalls that sometimes the audiences abused him first. In the bathroom of his Marin home, Hicks displays a signed poster by underground cartoonist Gilbert Shelton. It shows Hicks and the Hot Licks as the opening act at a rock concert in Cleveland in 1971.
I think only first few rows could hear us, really, at all. And so they started throwing stuff at us, and they were throwing ice cubes and stuff, and when they would hit us, you know, thousands would cheer. Bang, you know. Finally, I tried to get through about five tunes, and finally I just, like, let them have it verbally, and we walked off, you know. It was just the wrong place.
Hicks broke up the band a few years after that concert, recording just four albums with the Hot Licks. Since then, his career can best be described as low-key, though his quirky humor has popped up in some unexpected places.
Last spring, my wife was having a do, and she told me, get out the barbecue. I want to see it really gleam and shine. That barbecue does not look good. I can write my name in grease on the hood, so you'd better use my formula 409.
In addition to commercial jingles, Hicks has written some children's songs and continued performing locally. Then last year, the music label Surf Dog Records asked Hicks to record again with female singers and recreate the old Hot Lick sound.
I feel more confident as a musical act with the girls there. I think maybe built into performing or whatever, being an artist, is a self-doubt thing, you know? It's like Sally Field said, you like me, you like me.
But the room is empty. Is there something wrong? I'm just humming to myself.
Hicks has been touring almost constantly with his new band since the record debuted last fall. He'll be covering the eastern half of the U.S. through the end of this month, then it's back to California. For NPR News, I'm Cy Musiker in San Francisco.